Sagt der Elige Mishnah weiter, man sagt das Menaches, Perig Yud Beis, Mishnah Beis. Well, let's get back to something we learned earlier. How many different types of Menaches are there? Answer, just in the category of Minchas Nedava, a voluntary Mincha that someone donates, there are five. I'm sure you remember this in Parshas Vayikra. There is number one, Minchas Soiles, a Mincha of fine flour. I offer flour, raw flour. Number two, there is Minchas Machavas. A Machavas is like a flat pan, a flat metal surface, a griddle. Number three, there's Minchas Marcheshes. This is already a deeper pan. This pan has some depth to it. It's not plain flat. Then there's four and five. These are under the category of Minchas Mafeitan, or oven-baked Minchas. This type of Mincha is baked in an oven, and it comes in one of two forms, either chalois, loaves, or rikikin, wafers, flat. Now, again, these are all Minchas Nedava. There are different types of Minchas. There are Minchas that are a chayv that you have to bring. There's a Minchas Chayta. Someone can't afford a chatas in regard to certain types of aveiros. You bring a Mincha. There's a Minchas Kenois, the Saita Mincha. There's the Minchas Chavitin that the Kohen Gadol brings every single day. Twice, actually. It's divided in half. There's the Minchas Chinuch. That's what the Sefer is named after. That's brought by a Kohen on the day that he begins serving in the Beis HaMikdash. Then there are Karbonai Sibur, like Minchas HaOmer, the Sfir HaOmer Mincha. The Lechem upon him, the Shtei Lechem. And there are Minchas Nesachim, a Mincha that's brought along with the Karban Oila and Shlamim. Let's get back to Minchas Nedava, a Mincha that someone donates. So Zakta Mishnah, once again, Perig Yud Beis, Mishnah Beis. Ho'aymer of someone says, Harei Alai B'machvas. I accept upon myself to bring a Mincha in a Machvas pan, which is the flat pan. Ve'evi B'marcheshes. And he brings a Mincha in a Marcheshes pan. Now the ingredients are the same, but a Marcheshes is not a Machvas. Or B'marcheshes, he says, I accept upon myself to bring a mincha in a marcheshes. Hevi b'machvas, and he brings it in a machvas. Sagt der Mishnah Masha, hevi, hevi. What he brought, he brought. In other words, the mincha is a kosher mincha, even though it's not what he promised to bring. Because we look at it like, okay, you promised one thing, and now you're donating a different mincha. That's very nice of you. You still have to go back to fulfill your promise. V'dei chayvase layatza. He did not fulfill his obligation. He has to still bring the type of mincha that he originally promised. Weiter says the Mishnah, Zu lahavi b'machvas. Zu means this. There was an asorin of flour in front of him. And he was very specific. He said, this flour is going to be brought as a machvas. But vehevi b'marcheshes. Brings it in a marcheshes. Or b'marcheshes. He said, again, Zu, this flour is going to be brought in a marcheshes. Vehevi b'machvas. He brings it in a machvas. Harezu psula. If he didn't say zoo, so we say, okay, you promised one thing. No, you brought something else. Very nice. It's nice you brought something else. Let's go back to what you first promised. Here, where he designates beferish, this is what I'm bringing. And he brings something else. We say, no, this is possible. You will magdish this flour to be brought in one type of a pan. Can't switch it to something else, as the Batanur explains. Zakta Mishnah Vayta, Re'elai Shnei Yisroinim Lahavi B'Kli Echad. Someone says, I am the kabbal upon myself to bring two Yisroins of soilus, of flour, but I'm going to bring it b'kli echad in one keli. L'maisa v'hevi b'shnei kelim. He brings it in two kelim. Or he said b'shnei kelim, I'm going to bring it in two kelim v'hevi b'kli echad. And he brings it in one keli. So again, masha hevi hevi. What you brought, you brought. But v'dei chavasi layatza. Here too, we say the same thing. Look, you said one thing, you brought something else. Thank you for the something else. But now go back and fulfill your obligation of what you originally said. But Lamaisa, the mincha that he brings first is kasher. But if he says, Eilu lahavi b'kli echad, v'hevi b'shnei kelim. There were two isarins of flour before, and then he said, these, Eilu, these two isarins of flour, I'm being magdish to be brought in one keli, and he brings them in two kelim. Or, the other way around, b'shnei kelim. And again, he says, Eilu, these two isarins of flour, I'm being magdish to bring in two kelim v'hevi b'kli echad. Hari elu psul, and in either case, it's possible. Once you officially were magdish the flour, this flour, and you said you're going to bring it one way and you bring it in a different way, it's possible. Now you have to realize, if he made a neder, he's going to bring it b'keli yechad, and he brings it in two kelim. So the kainetz take a kainetz twice. He was only menader one kainetz. And furthermore, if he said he's going to bring it in one kelim, and he brings it in two kelim, what's really happening over here? Each mincha is missing flour. Because you pointed to a certain amount of flour, and if he literally pointed, but he said this flour in one kelim. So what are you doing now? You broke it up into two kelim, but each of these two kelim doesn't have that amount that you promised. Now, when he makes the neder b'shnei kelim, and he brings it a one keli, there should have been two kaimitzes, two kimutzin, now there's only one. And you have extra flour here. Because when he said originally, this flour in two kelim, so there's a certain amount of flour in each keli. Now you're putting it in one keli, so there's more flour here than there should have been. By saying two kelim, that means you're promising a kaimitz from this amount and a kaimitz from this amount. Now there's only one kaimitz from more than there's supposed to be. The numbers won't stim. Zuck the Mishnah weiter. We're going back to the previous cases. In the previous case, we said, if he doesn't say zu, he doesn't say elu, but he says hare alai, and then he doesn't bring what he said, so we say, okay, this is a separate mincha. Now go back to your old one. What happens if Itaka says hare alai shnei yisroinim lahavi? Doesn't say elu, he says, I take it upon myself. And I'm going to bring it b'kli echad, and then v'hevi b'shnei kelim, he brings it in two kelim. So we said beforehand, okay, so this is a separate mincha. Now go back and bring the mincha that you promised. But this one is kosher. But this person who said, Harei alai shnei esroinim, lavi b'kli echad, and he brings it in two kelim. People stopped him and said, excuse me? Amalei, they said to him, but b'kli echad nedarta. You said you're going to bring it in one keli. So how does he respond? So we know when someone gets corrected, there are two different types of people. One person will say, oh, shkayach, taka, you're right. And Itaka made one keli out of it, a krivan b'kli echad, so ksheir. He's fulfilling his neder. But let's say he ignores them. They said to him, excuse me, we heard, you said one keli, why are you bringing it in two kelim? Excuse me, it's not your concern. So whether he actually said it or he didn't say it, but lamaisa, he ignores them. U'bishnei kelim, Itaka continues to bring it in two kelim. Over here, psulim, even though he didn't say elu, even though he said arei alai. Why? Because what's the reason it's kosher? If he says one thing, it brings something else. We say, look, mistam, you said one thing, that you're taka going to do one day. Right now, you're bringing a different mincha. But if you're ignoring what the people are telling you, that's another way of saying, don't tell me what to do, I know how to do this. So you're not bringing a new mincha. You think you're fulfilling what you originally said. Because if you bring a new mincha, you would have said, what's the problem? No, Reb Yid, Reb Matl, Reb Shimon, Reb Grainim, we heard you say in one keli, why are you bringing it in two kelim? No, this is a different mincha. You would have explained it to them. That promise I'm going to do also. Oh, sorry. He didn't say that. He just ignored that. That shows that you want to take your original one keli and break it up into two. Huh, that's not good. Now, let's go the other way. He says, Harei alai shnei esroinim. Doesn't say elu. He says, I take upon myself to bring two esroinim, shnei esroinim lahavi, to bring it b'shnei kelim and two kelim. The hevi b'kli yechad, he brings it in one keli. Amrloi, they said to him, and shilduk Reb Yid, but b'shnei kelim nedarta. The people who saw him doing this, they said to him, but it wasn't two kelim that you said you're going to bring it. So if he says, oh, you're right. Well, he doesn't say it, but he listens to them. Actions speak louder than words. And taka hikrivon b'shnei kelim ksheira. But the Sane b'kli echad, if he totally ignores them and places the two asarins in one keli, so again, by not answering, no, this is a separate mincha, this isn't the one that I promised. But by ignoring them, it's like saying, I know what I'm doing, don't tell me how to do it. I know how to fulfill my vow. You think you know how to fulfill your vow. But you said two kelim and you're bringing it in one keli, so it's kishtei menacha shenesarvu. It's the same halacha as if you have two separate carbon minchas that were mixed up in one keli. Now, we learned earlier in Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel, that isn't always kosher. We said that if they're separated enough so you can bring a kaimitz from each one separately, it's kosher. But if it's mamish mixed up, it's possible. The same is true over here. If it's mixed up, then it's possible. It's two minchas in one. You can't do that. Now, this that we learned earlier explains about tanura. That if he says elu in two kelim, and he brings it in one keli, it's pasul. that Tzaka talking about, where you can't do the kmitza from each one separately, that it's mixed up. But says about Tanur, if you could bring the kmitza from each one separately, then it would be good. Okay, let's chazer over our Mishnah. Perig Yud Beis, Mishnah Beis. Somebody says, Harei Alai, I take it upon myself to bring a mincha in a machavas. So again, a machavas is a flat pan. Instead, he brings the bermarcheshes, which is a deeper pan. Some say marcheshes has a cover, and machavas has no cover, but it's not the same. So we say, look, you promise one thing, you're bringing something else. Mustami, you're bringing a new mincha now. So it's nothing to do with what you promised. So what you bring now is kosher, but you still have to bring what you promised. However, if he says, zu, or some would say, zoi, this, lahavi b'machvas, and then he brings it with a marcheshes, or he says, this flower, b'marcheshes, and he brings it with a machvas, so obviously it's not a new mincha. You think you're fulfilling what you said, and you're not bringing what you promised. So memela, it's possible. If you were kaveyed for one keli, you can't change it to a different keli. For that matter, if someone says, I take upon myself to bring two asreina, in a single keli, and he brings it in two kelim, or he says, I take upon myself two kelim, and he brings it in one keli, okay, so it's a new mincha. We still have to bring what you promised. But if he says, Eilu lahavi b'kliyacha, then he brings it in two kelim, or he says, Eilu in two kelim, he brings it in one keli, now it's puzzle. You were magdish the flower at the time of your Kabbalah to be wrote one way, and you're bringing it a different way. The Matanu explains there are other complications over here. If he promised it a one kelim, he brings it in two kelim, so now you have two kaimets twice. He only said one kaimets. And also, it turns out you're missing the amount of flour in each kelim from what he promised. And if he promised it in two kelim and he brings it in one kelim, there's extra. There's only one kaimets instead of two kaimetses. Even in the case, says the Mishnah Vayter, where he says, Harei Alai. Let's say he says, Harei Alai. Two asraim to bring a one kelim. He's coming with two kelim. He didn't say elu, so l'chayr should be good, right? We assume it's a new mincha. But people stop him and they say, what are you doing? You said one keli. He doesn't say to them, no, yeah, that one keli, I'll bring a one keli. This is something else. Oh, okay, I'm sorry. But rather, he still brings it in two kelim. Oh, so it's like you're saying to them, no, don't tell me what to do. I know what I'm doing. So it's not a new mincha. And you bring it the wrong way, so it's puzzle. If he listens to them and he brings it in one keli, it's kasha. But if he doesn't listen, then it's taka puzzle. And for that matter, if he says, I'm going to bring two asrayinim in two kelim, and he's coming with one keli, and they say to him, but, you said two kelim. So if he listens, it's kosher. But if he puts it into one keli, it's like two menachis that got mixed up. Where the din is, if you can still take a kaimet from each one separately, you didn't get mamish that mixed up. They were poured into one place, but you can still see the two separate piles. Then it's okay. But if not, then it would be possible.